Good morning, everyone. I'm George Myland. Well, something just flashed up on my news feed this morning. Anne Widdecombe is requiescat in pace. So the Conservative battle axe has died at the age of, is it 78? Anne Noreen Widdecombe. It's not until today that I knew that her middle name was Noreen. So she's Anne without the E. A very unusual name. I never met one other person with the surname Widdecombe in Azerbaijan, of all cases. And I asked this chap, was any relation to hers? And he was like a sort of second cousin or something. So she's a very well-known politician in the late 90s into the early noughties, in a very difficult period for the Conservative Unionist Party, someone who latterly defected to the to Reform United Kingdom, or the Brexit Party, as it was when she joined them. So, yeah, she was a formidable character. Anyone who met her would never forget the experience. She was a sort of shorter, fatter version of Margaret Thatcher, in whose shadow she remained for many years. Thatcher, who was 20 years older than her. I'm keeping well, exceedingly well. Thank you, Qasim. Do I pronounce your name correctly? So, yeah, Anne Widdecombe. Well, I met her on at least one occasion. She came to address the Oxford University Conservative Association in 1999, was it, or 2000? So that was it. So, I mean, she was a fairly effective public speaker, despite her high-pitched and warbling tones. She was a short, dumpy woman. She was unbeautiful. She described herself as ugly. She single-handedly destroyed Michael Howard's chances to become leader of the Conservative Party in 1997 when she said there was something of the night about him. So she was a rent-a-quote. And so she was the journalist's dream. In an era of very grey men, she was someone who stood out for being eccentric, well, somewhat attention-seeking, well, how would I put it, forthright, fairly reactionary, moralistic, and all the rest of it. So she was Chatham Home Secretary under William Hague. I remember one newspaper article saying she was an interesting freak. And then she's trying to get the Conservative leadership. Was it in 2001 or 2005? And nobody else would nominate, or if it was 2001, so she couldn't even get on the ballot paper. Rest in eternal peace. I remember a porter at my college saying if she was leader, he would vote for the Conservative Party. He really was a floating voter. So, yeah, she was someone who stood out. She was a bit of a one-off. But what else about her? I remember her addressing the Oxford Union Society in the no confidence debate, the first debate of her academic years. This house has no confidence in His Majesty's government. Of course, in those days, Her Majesty's government. And so being conservative under a Labour government, she was obviously for the motion. And then she went quite far away from them to be speaking. I don't remember the points she made, but she was not entirely predictable. She wanted to outlaw hunting with hounds because this felt it was cruel. So she wanted to defend children in utero. She was against euthanasia and so on. So she was an Anglican. She objected to the ordination of females. She crossed the Tiber and over that. So that was Anne Widdecombe. And she also said that she was a virgin and would sue any man who suggested that he had copulated with her. Well, I would have sued her if she claimed she'd copulated with me. I mean, the fact that she said she was a virgin was no boast. And it shows that perhaps the nation's eyesight is not as bad as some feared. Anyway, so back to Anne Widdecombe. So born in Bath, and did she even die in Bath as well? So her dad was a high-ranking Ministry of Defence civil servant. So she was a quarter Irish. So her father, her grandfather had come from Cork. And I think Noreen is somewhat an Irish name, the een suffix making it small. So I thought she was raised in Anglicanism. And then she went to Singapore when it was still a British colony, went to the Royal Naval School, and then back to Bath to La Sainte Union, which was run by nuns. She took a degree in Latin at the University of Birmingham. Latin, I suppose, the real reactionary's subject. Then she took a second degree in philosophy, politics, economics at Lady Margaret Hall, Oxford. And then she was very involved in the Oxford Union. You can see photos of her on the wall. Okay, and she was elected secretary. So, and finally, treasurer. So, as president, just below that is treasurer, obviously in charge of money. And when she was at varsity, boys were very much the majority, about 20% female in those days. Okay, so anyway, so in Oxford, she lived near Mary Archer, who married Geoffrey Archer, Edwina Currie, who was also a prominent Conservative politician in the 80s, and the woman who later married Charles Brandreth. So, Charles Brandreth is a well-known TV presenter, is still alive, Conservative politician just for one term and so on. So then she went into the commercial world, working for Unilever. She was an administrator at the University of London, stuff like that. I remember people writing as a school mom, but she never was one, actually. And then she was the PA to Michael Ancram, who was later deputy leader of the Conservative Party, who indeed died last year. All right. So she was elected a councillor in Runnymede in the late 70s. So she stood unsuccessfully in various safe opposition seats. There was the Greenham Commons women in the 1980s. Greenham Common was near where there were American cruise missiles were based. So then in response to that was Women and Families for Defence. Wait a second, there are women who recognise the United Kingdom needs a strong defence capability, and that's it. It's not unwomanly to say we have to defend ourselves. And that means weapons, because the other has to have weapons. And, you know, goodwill is not going to prevent a nuclear bomb landing on us. OK, so that was it. Very active in conservative circles. So she's elected to the House of Commons on her third attempt in 1987. Another landslide victory for the Conservative Unionist Party to represent Maidstone in Kent, which has later had its name changed to Maidstone and the Weald. Weald being an Anglo-Saxon word for forest. So she never wed, never had a boyfriend, so far as I know. So she rose fairly quickly. John Major became Prime Minister at the end of 1990. So Anne Widdecombe was appointed Parliamentary Undersecretary for Social Security, something she really wanted to limit. When the Department of Employment, Minister of State, that's below Cabinet Minister, there are almost 100 Ministers of State, and she was in the Home Office as Minister for Prisons. Very controversially, she said it was right to shackle women whilst they were receiving prenatal care, not while they're actually giving birth and so on, so that they couldn't escape. And she said that some MPs claim that pregnant women can't escape. That's a false. They can, because prenatal care could be months beforehand. So she said, it pointed out in the last few years, 20 women escaped from hospitals. But as one Tory MP said, why chain women up when they're giving birth? I prefer to chain them up during conception. Anyway, so that was her. People called her Doris Karloff, an allusion to Boris Karloff, the actor who played Frankenstein. Though she was an absolute monster, just trying to be too tough when she was actually cruel. So she'd worked under Michael Howard, who'd been Home Secretary at the time, but they didn't like each other at all. So I don't know who she backed there in that leadership contest. Yeah, so she was Shadow Home Secretary. So she's a major figure at that time. When the Conservative Party was in the doldrums under William Hague. So she couldn't stand the 2001 and so forth. So some people thought that she was anti-gay. She didn't support gay marriage. She wasn't particularly Eurosceptic and so forth. In 2005, she backed David Davis. So she had doubts about David Cameron. I mean, I think rightly so. They did leave the party to victory. So she was going on TV a lot. She was in this weight loss program. Once some former US Marine was ordered to take some exercise and she wouldn't. She lived in the council state as part of TV to know what life was like for the other half and so on. So she didn't want to keep her expenses secret because MPs could claim for various expenses, not just travel, furniture for their second home, garden gnomes, moat cleaning services and stuff like that. So she bowed out of politics in 2010, it was clear that there was little place for her in David Cameron's Tory party. She wasn't going to serve in the cabinet ever again. She was seen as too much of the bad image that he wanted to shake off, too Victorian. And that was it. She campaigned for Brexit in 2016, which surprised some, as she hadn't been very vocal on the issue. And then she joined the Brexit party, as I pointed out. And she indeed was elected to the European Parliament. So you can think Nigel Farage appreciated her because she had name recognition. She was a distinctive character. So she was a woman of passion. But really, apart from Brexit, not much of what she wanted to see happened. Remoralization. She didn't like the permissive of society. She was so libertine. That didn't happen. Her own Conservative Party did so much to accelerate family breakup or the spread of pornography. I mean, I don't object to that. And so on. Same-sex marriage came in, something that she was against. She also said she would never be health secretary because that would make her responsible for the murder of little children. And she was always a member of the Society for the Protection of Unborn Children. And so forth. There we go. What do you think about her? Now, one of the things that screwed her over in 2000, she said they must prosecute everyone who possessed cannabis. Yeah. And said get a £100 fine for first time users. But then loads of Conservative MPs said, well, I smoked cannabis once, and they made her look like a fool. She also thought that capital punishment should be brought back in and so forth. So that was her. What do you think of Anne Widdecombe? She was a staple of Any Questions and things like that and Question Time. So some people liked her. Some people certainly detested her. She even acted. She was did some panto, just as someone who was notable, a real odd bod, somewhat eye-catching. But she was genuine. I don't think anybody could doubt that. People who met her in private and so on. So, yeah, goodness, I suppose I interacted. And do I speak to her directly? I certainly heard her speak, and that was it. So Anne Widdecombe, I mean, not completely my cup of char, distinctive. I think she spoke from the heart. She was right on some issues. So it's a pity that her campaign to save children did not succeed. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, George Cannon 7982@gmail.com. Goodbye.